Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for December 27th, where we will talk about some great milestone moments in athletic endeavors of some great athletes on the date of December 27th, along with their uniform numbers that they may have worn at the time that they had these great events happen. So before we get to that, let's make sure that you know how to get a hold of us. I'd love to have your feedback. It's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your likes and dislikes and other things maybe you want to hear about. We'll try to do our best to answer you here personally, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Now those are the uniform numbers for December 27th we'll talk about. Our numbers 21, 20, 11, 9, 13, 45, 7, 15, 11, 99, 8, 19, and 66. December 27th, 1956 is where we will start, and number 21, Bill Sharman of the Boston Celtics, ended his NBA free throw streak of 55 games, where he hit some of those great free throws in a row. December 27th, 1960, the 1961 NFL draft took place, and number 20, Tommy Mason from the University of Tulane, was the first pick by the Minnesota Vikings. In 1962, on December 27th, the 28th Heisman Trophy Award was won by Oregon State quarterback number 11, Terry Baker. December 27th, 1966, the Ballon d'Or Great Award for the best soccer in Europe was handed out. And number 9, Bobby Charlton, won it for this that year of 1966. And he claimed the award, just won by a single point ahead of benefit striker number 13, Eusebio. December 27th, 1974. The 40th Heisman Trophy Award was won by Ohio State running back number 45, Archie Griffin, still the only person to have ever won more than one Heisman Trophy. He won it consecutive years. December 27, 1977, the Ballon d'Or, Borussia Mönchengladbach's Danish forward number 9, Allan Simonsen, was claimed Europe's best football player ahead of Hamburg forward number 7, Kevin Keegan, and Nancy midfielder number 15, Michel Platini. December 27, 1978, the Ballon d'Or, Hamburg's English forward number 7, Kevin Keegan, won his first of two consecutive trophies as the best player of soccer in Europe and beat out Barcelona striker number 9, Hans Krankl, and Anderlecht winger number 11, Rob Resendrink. On the 27th of December, 1979, Los Angeles left wing number 11, Charlie Simmer, scored in the Kings' 3-0 shutout of the Quebec Nordiques to extend his modern-day NHL goal-scoring streak to 13 straight games. It ended in that very next game. 1981's 27th of December, Edmonton Oilers number 99, Wayne Gretzky, became the fastest NHL player to get 100 points in his career. It was in his 38th game played as a professional hockey player in the NHL. On December 27, 1983, another Ballon d'Or, Juventus French midfielder number 10, Michel Platini, claims his first of three trophies for Europe's best football player ahead of Liverpool midfielder number 7, Kenny Dalglish, and Veal BK striker number 9, Allan Simonsen. December 27, 1987, Seattle Seahawks number 80, Steve Largent, set the all-time NFL record for career catches when he caught his 752nd career pass. In 1988, on the 27th of December, another Ballon d'Or, Milan 123 Dutch striker number 9, Marco van Basten, won his first of three Best Football Players in Europe awards ahead of number 10, Ruud Gullit, and number 8, Frank Rijkaard.
On December 27, 1999, number 19, Joe Sakic recorded his 1,000th career point when he had an assist against the St. Louis Blues on this day. In the year 2000, on December 27th, Pittsburgh Penguins center and part owner number 66, Mario Lemieux, scored a goal and two assists in his return to the NHL after more than 3 years out with injuries and lingering cancer issues that he had. The Penguins defeated the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-0 in that game. And finally, on December 27, 2017, number 10, Raheem Sterling scored to give Manchester City a 1-0 win over Newcastle United in St. James Park. The EPL record 18th consecutive win there for Manchester City, and a streak ended with a 0-0 draw at Crystal Palace. And that takes it to the end of our sports history for December 27th. Your sports break is brought to you by Pigskin Dispatch, and we are glad that you joined us here once again for these great sports history, little tidbits of nuggets of information and some great milestones in sports history. We hope you'll join us each and every day. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.